Thanks, Daniel. Just have the PowerPoint up, that'd be great. So today we're going to look at this theme about how is your journey? How is your journey going today? Just before we start, Girls Brigade, I want to ask you a quick question, okay? What is your motto at Girls Brigade? Do you know what it is? Eat chocolate. That's cool. What is it? Seek, serve, and follow Christ. It's not, when I go to Girls Brigade sometimes, it's about making lots of noise, having lots of fun, and eating lots of tuck shop. Is that not what the motto is? No. What is it again? Seek, serve, and follow Christ. Okay, boys, have we got one in the Boys Brigade? Why are you pointing at him? Well, let's ask you. You're pointing at him. Well, let's ask you, man. What's this like? He knows the answer. Stand up. I like the new hairdo, by the way. Do you know what it is?
No.
All right, then. Let me help you out. It's something to do with your badge. Right, have a look at your badge. Just put it down a little bit. What does it say at the top?
Sure.
Yeah, good. And then below?
Steadfast.
Mate, you know, without even... See, that's what it is. It's about being sure and steadfast, okay? So you just need to, the boys have got a really good advantage. All they need to do is look on their jumpers. It's really cool. As girls know, and boys need jumpers. I love it. It's great. That's the same in life. It's the same for the whole of life, yeah? Girls get it. Boys need jumpers. So we're going to look in our service about what it means to journey with Christ. And we're going to look at what it means to seek, serve, and follow. And what it means to be sure and steadfast in what we believe in. And we're going to do that as a family together today. Children are staying with us, which is great. And we're gonna worship God. But before we do that, I want to ask you if you're able to stand. Would you stand? And I'm just going to just ask us just to be quiet, just for a moment. And then Adrian's just going to start playing. And at an appropriate time, we're gonna sing together. But let's just focus our minds. I love it when we come together as God's family, because today this is church, this is community, this is us. And we need each other today. So as we worship together, let's do that with each other today. So let's just close our eyes for a second. Let's just have a moment of relative calm. Maybe ask yourself the question, why are you here today? Maybe at the start of the service, why don't you say to God, God, I'm going to communicate with you during the service today. So church, as we're gathered today, let us praise the name of our God who loves us, who cares about us, and wants to journey with us this next hour or so. Let's worship God together.
My mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trampled death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. Oh, endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh Lord our God. We shall return in robes of white. The blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints. My days transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh Lord our God. Oh, praise the name. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh Lord our God. Oh Lord, oh Lord our God. Oh Lord, oh Lord our God.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
What's wrong with your voices? Have a seat. Have a seat for a moment. And we're going to just do something quite nice. Faith stories, encounter with God in a real world. Sue Parsons, come on, Sue. Come on, Sister Sue. Come and sit with me for a moment. I didn't get you a coffee, I'm afraid, but you can share mine. It's just strong and black to keep me awake. Have a seat here. Here's the microphone. And I'm going to go to Sue, and then I'm going to come down to Sid. Remember Sid? I spoke to you about this, Sid. Remember? He's got the hands up. Great. Yeah, come and join us. Come on. Jump up. You're going to come on my lap? I've got a sore arm. There we are. Right, great. So, and then we're going to come to Sid. And then if there's somebody here who's got another story, and it's one of these stories, a faith story, encounter with God in a real world. Sue, I want to ask you a question. I want you to tell me a story that you've gone through, and I want you to just share with us how good and faithful and helpful God has been in that story. Now, let me say this. God isn't just God up here. God's in people as well. Yep. So tell me a story, and then tell me how God has helped you through that story. Great.
Okay.
Put your microphone a little bit higher, and then they won't do funny faces at me at the back. Great.
Those that know me are probably thinking, what story am I going to tell? But
I did ask you before today.
Just really a story that's gone on in my immediate family. Mm. I won't go into all details because it's not appropriate, but, you know, it involves one of your own children that become adults, and you think of you look at the kids running around the same as I did, and you never think that certain circumstances in life could hit you, but they do. Mm. But having the faith has definitely got us through. If we didn't have a faith, I don't know where I'd be. But times have been tough, and days that you think, I just can't do it. And they're the days that I know that I've just sort of prayed to God, as in, just take over me and do what's got to be done, because I physically can't do things. Mm. And being and allowing God to do that.
Yeah.
And I've probably had that experience a couple of times in the last sort of couple of years. I've still got things going ahead of me. But again, I know that that's what I'm just going to do again, is just God deal with it for me and carry me through, because I can't do it myself. Mm. And I was going to say that I know God's up there, but God uses all the people, because it's the people here of the church.
Yeah.
Prayer AM group, my old house group, our new life group, friends, and that that have helped us, supported us, and still are, and I know. And even like the prayer evening that's here on a Monday night, I think they've been praying for us and that.
Yeah.
And with a lot of things, I know people don't necessarily need to know details. It's like yous, when yous ask for prayers, we don't need to know what's going on in people's life, but just ask God to bless whoever it is, because God knows what's going on. But I don't want to say, oh yeah, it's all been hunky-dory. It's not, and it's been tough. But
if you said that, I'd have to disagree with you, because I know your story.
But it is the people as well each day. And when you find it really hard to pray yourself, just let other people pray around you. And it's not that you don't want to pray.
Yeah.
You just can't, you know. And then I've got like my immediate family. We've got the little miracle of how Katie's doing. This is my other granddaughter, Brogan. And my other daughter, Paige, has come, who's a big help to me and Kevin as well. So
right. So it's about being on a journey, on a journey of faith. The journey of faith has ups and downs, but God is faithful in our journey of faith. And God is faithful in helping us through the things that we struggle with.
Yeah.
And I know that we're praying this week. In my diary, it tells me we're going to pray ready for next week. And we know what's going to happen. And we're going to continue to stand with you in that. You know, the journey of life has its roller coasters. But God is faithful. And that says there, encounter with God in the real world. God wants us to encounter him in our journeys. The joy of our journeys and the struggle of our journeys. Why don't you give Sue a round of applause? Really hard to come up here and talk about that. Right, I'm going to go down to Sid, because Sid, and then if anybody else has got one story, okay, that you want to share like that, speak to Daniel, and then we'll do one more after this, okay? Sid, good morning.
Good
morning. Chief, I'm going to sit down here, because I thought it might be a bit difficult to get us up there.
No,
so,
I was getting ready to leap up there.
Will you, mate? Come on, then. We'll do it together. So tell me a story, maybe something, a story in your life, and how God has been faithful in helping you in your journey of faith.
Well, I have my mum.
That's all right, buddy. Go on, take your time. I'm here with you, come on.
We were brought up, my brother and I. He was 18 months older than me.
Yeah.
He used to fight the people off for me.
Did he?
I didn't do any fighting. Anybody picked on me, I would score on my brother.
I did that as well, actually.
But my mum was the wonderful person.
Yeah.
We grew up together, and I'm wondering what to tell you anything. But
how did she support you in your journey?
Oh, she was with Jesus all the way. So I can remember from six years old, having to say our prayers. I was in the choir, my brother was in the choir.
Mm.
We were in the church, three services a day on a Sunday.
Amen.
And we got paid, we actually got paid about, I think it was about 6 months every 3 months.
To go to church?
Yeah, to sing in the choir.
Oh, let's not be talking about that.
I know, I'll say things have changed.
I can see Faith around at the back thinking, that's a nice little number.
Things have changed, but we used to get our sixpence or whatever, and then we used to go around the pie shop, which was just around the corner.
Yeah.
We were allowed to spend threepence of it, but the other threepence had to go to mum.
I'm trying to just work in my head what sixpence and threepence is, but anyway, I'll work that later.
Sixpence is not. Is it, how much is it in real money? I can't remember.
How much? £2.50. How did John Pine know that? He's not that old, is he? Anyway, we won't discuss that. Tell me another story. Last year, I remember visiting you in hospital. You know, we had a bit of a challenge, didn't we, last year? And you were in hospital for a while.
Yeah.
And remember I was stood by your bed. I stood by your bedside often and a bit touch and go.
Yeah.
And how did God help you in that situation, in that journey? If you can say that.
I can't. I mean, He was just always with me.
He was. Yeah.
I didn't really have to reach out for him.
Yeah.
I just felt all of the time that he was there. He was there with me, and I still feel that now. You know, I've got a few problems, but not as many as a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
But I know that Jesus is there. He's here now.
Amen.
You know, and
great.
He loves me. I love him. What more can you want?
Job done. Yeah. I remember specifically, Sid, being in next to your hospital bed last year when you wouldn't be aware, but it was a bit touch and go. You were unconscious, and just remember the nurses and the doctors being around your bed. And I remember one of the nurses saying to me, "I don't know who this man is, but there's a real sense of a presence of something around your bed." And I remember when you woke up, and I said to you, "How are you feeling?" You said, "I'm good because God is always around me in my journey of faith." So give Sid a round of applause. Well done, Sid. Does anybody else? We've got time for one more. If anybody wants to come up, or I'll come to you. Christine Fox, do you want to come up? Come on, you're a leader in the church. Come on, come on. Come and sit with me for a while. You know why? Because I want to sip on my coffee. Yeah, quick, come. Tell me one story and tell me how God has been faithful to you in it.
Okay. 6 years ago yesterday, our daughter Corinne and Daniel, her husband, landed in Australia. They moved over there. Now, anybody who knows me knows how I particularly was affected by that. But as a family, Andrew and I, we felt, well, grief-stricken. I can see Jill there. Jill was our house group leader at the time. And it was so difficult. But another person who helped me so much was Sheila Vokes. But people around, yes, great. And they sort of kept us on task. But I can categorically say that God has brought us through this time. It's not been easy. And I would say to anybody who's going through anything like that, you know, obviously knowing your children at the other side of the world, it is very, very hard. But God is there. God has seen us through. God is looking after Corinne. And we're just amazed and strengthened. And I think I know our faith has been strengthened through this. And I just thank God for it. So it's strange.
Great.
6 years ago yesterday.
Great. Give her just a round of applause. That'd be great. And it's really interesting because when I moved to the other side of the world, my father and mother rejoiced. They were delighted that I moved to the other side of the world. No, that's not true. That's not true. This is being recorded. Mum, Dad, it wasn't true, I know. Well, we're going to stand and sing another song, Blessed Be Your Name. We're going to thank God for all his blessings in our life. I don't know who's on tea and coffee this morning, but the boiler at the back of the church is like loads of steam coming out. If that's normal, that's great. If it's not, whoever's in charge of it, if you can deal with that, we don't want that. Unless you want to have a facial at the back of the church this morning. Let's stand, church, and sing, Blessed Be Your Name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, with the sun shining down on me,
when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On a road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take. Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Great. Great. Have a seat if you would for a minute. I need two volunteers. Morning, Freya. How are you? Okay. Right, I need two volunteers, okay? Right. Who's looking? And I might need my colleagues to help me, if they could, Daniel and Jonathan, help me bring some of that stuff from over there, because it'd be easy if you can help me carry that. Right, I need some helpers. Right, you can be one of my helpers. You want to come and stand here? How are you doing today? You all right? Yeah? Right, I need another helper. Let me see. Could you be my helper? Yeah, come, great. Right, what I want you to do is I want you to put this backpack on. Do you like it? 99 pence, that was. What a bargain. Right, I want you to put this backpack on. Okay, right. So I want you to stand there. Hop. Stand there, and I want you to stand like that. And I want you to stand and turn and look as well. All right, okay, come a bit close. Stop. A bit further back. No, that's all right there. Great. Right, sometimes in life, okay, we have things. This is our backpacks, and we're walking through the journey of life, okay? And at the moment, how does it feel? How does your back feel? Okay, it's not heavy, is it? No? Anything in there? Or some chocolates? There's always chocolate in my bag. No, there isn't, actually. I wish there was. Anything in there? This is my son's old school bag, so I need to check. There might be like a moldy banana or something in there. Let me just check. Oh! Samuel Peter? ¿Qué está? Nada. It's all right. Okay, right. So at the moment, right... Just walk to me for a moment. How does it feel to walk? Easy, isn't it? How does it feel to walk? Walk? Easy. Right, stop there then. Now, what we're going to do over here, we've got some items, okay? And we're going to put them in your rucksacks. But what are some of the things, you have to shout out now, right, one by one. What are some of the things that weigh us down in life, right? Tell me, one thing. Lies, okay? So bring something, guys, and put it in one of these backpacks. Come on, boys. Come on, right? Okay, so lies. I put it in both rucksacks. So sometimes, what else in life weighs us down? Worry. Okay, come on, chaps, a bit faster. Come on. Dear me, these associate ministers are slow, aren't they? Come on. Right, these are just, don't look at what they are. Right. So worry weighs us down. How's that feeling? All right? Yeah, what's wrong? It's heavy. It's heavy? That's all right, don't worry. Okay, what else weighs us down in life? A snack. Yeah, we got some jam. We got jam. I went to my cupboard this morning. The most things I own in my kitchen are jams. I had 18 jars of jam. I better eat some. Okay, what else? Adults? What else? Children? Bills. Who said bills? Bills. Put some bills in there. Come on, chaps, concentrate. Some bills. Right? What did you say, darling? Sickness. Great. You had a headache earlier on. How's your headache? Did it feel a bit better? You had a headache earlier on. Sickness. Sickness. Papa, come on. How's it feeling? How's it feeling? Good? No, Nicola, put your hands by your side. Right, how's it feeling? Walk a bit. Walk a bit. How's it feeling? All right? What?
Bad.
It's feeling bad. Okay, well, I'm sorry about that, but stand there. We're not quite finished. All right? What else worries us and makes change our life? Homework. Oh, man. And all the teachers, homework is well for you, isn't it? You know, you don't want to mark it, right? Come on, Jonathan. You might need to zip it up a little bit and then keep adding it, you know? He's still in training. It's all right. Okay. I just got that look. You know, that's going to come up this week. I'll get told off this week. Right, okay. Pardon? Sin. Great. Sin. What is sin then? What is sin? Things that we do wrong towards God, yeah? Okay. Put some sin in the bag. A bit more. Okay. Anything else? Emails. Oh, put some emails in, boys. Oh, my goodness me. Put some emails in those bags. My goodness. I think we're going to do a competition, see how many emails we get as a staff team every week. I don't know. Hundreds. Right. I keep going. How's it feeling?
Bad.
Still bad. Why is it feeling bad?
Because it's heavy.
There's too much stuff in your life and it's waking. Look, I think you've got a bit smaller. Yeah? And how's yours feeling?
Yeah.
You're feeling good? All right, okay. What else?
Lunchbox.
What's with the food thing going on over there? I haven't had my breakfast yet. I do feel a bit peckish. Okay, what else? Up in the balcony. Good morning. We know you're there.
Expectations.
Okay. Poor old Pete. Nikki, give him a bit of slack. Is she there? Where is she? Oh, there she is. Oh. Oh. They're sat separate. No. Are you all right this morning? You good? Okay, great. Okay, what else? Two more things. Pardon? Being frightened. Okay, being frightened. Give us some more stuff. Okay, come on, chaps. Being frightened. Okay, a couple more things. Yes? Pain. Yeah, absolutely. Pain. Put some more stuff. Give them some more stuff. Come on, chaps. Give them some stuff in their hands. In their hands now. Pain.
Decisions.
Family and marriage. Okay. I'll be on the door afterwards if you want to have a chat. That's all right. Oh, actually, these two gentlemen will be. Quickly pass over the... Sid, did you just give me a punch then? Oh, did I? Oh, right. Just checking, fella. Right, okay, a couple more things, and then we're done. What? Weights. Oh, way of life. He's saying weights, Mark. Oh, the weight of life, okay. The weight of life. Don't crack that, because that marmalade's dictators. It's good to stuff like that. Hey, what happened? All right, last thing. Is he? Sorry? Sin. Okay, we got a bit of sin, but we'll put a bit more sin in. Pass the cross and that bowl. That wooden bowl, Dan, that's my wooden bowl from the Amazon rainforest. No, that's precious. That's precious, Mr. Hatfield. If you do that, I'll have to go back to the rainforest, which would be great. Right, the reality is this. Right, stay there. Now tell me, how do you feel now with all that stuff? Feel a bit... It's too heavy. It's too much, isn't it? There's too much. How are you doing?
About to drop it.
About to drop it. No, don't drop it. Okay, thank you. If you want to walk over there with the boys, they'll help you put it all. Come on, Jonathan. Come on, catch it. Right. The reality is this, isn't it? That sometimes when we walk through our journey of faith, all these things can pull us down. They can pull us down. Only if we let them. And we're going to look at that in a few moments' time. But before we do that, we're going to sing a song, I Lift My Hands. And then we're going to reflect a bit about how we can overcome some of those weight of the things that weigh us down in life, yeah? Right, I need to have a little break. Oof. Sing a song. We'll take the offering as well. If you're a regular member with us, we're going to take the offering. If you're just visiting us, you don't need to give us an offering. We're just really glad you're here. Let's stand and sing. Stand with me, please, Samuel. Stand. Have a seat. Great. Heather, do you want to come and join me? You can be my helpful assistant. That'd be great. Thank you. No, that'd be great. Do you want to take one pad? Should we ask somebody else to help us write another pad? Who else can do some writing? Mrs. Blake, would you like to help us write? she. When I looked over there, she tried to put her head to the left. And when I caught her, I said, Mrs. Blake, she went, oh. He's got me. Is that true or false? True. Okay, right. I want to ask you a question. Where do you put your trust? Okay. Now, let's not be over spiritual right away. Okay. Some of the other questions that you probably shouldn't say in church, but where do you put your trust, or what do you put your trust in? Okay. So where do you put your trust, or what do you put your trust in? Okay. And then we're going to put some, write them down, and we're going to put them up on here on the right. Okay, so where do we put our trust in? What do we trust in? Doctors and nurses, yeah. Okay, let's put that down there. That's not a bad thing to trust in, actually. That's a good thing to trust in, isn't it? Heather and Anjanette and Deanne, that's a good thing to trust in. Right, doctors and nurses, right. What else do we put our trust in?
The brakes in my car.
What?
The brakes in my car.
The brakes in your car. Yeah, that's a helpful. I went in somebody's car in church the other day, and they've got this new car, and then you give it some instructions, and it stops itself. But the person kept putting their foot over the pedal just in case the computer wasn't working. That's a bit of a scary old feeling, but yeah. Okay, so what else? Yeah, we're trusting God. We'll come to there in a second, but yeah, we can put trust in God. That's okay. Yeah, what else? Parents. Yeah, what else? Pardon? Pilots. Yeah, especially who's going to Peru this year. It's a long journey. Okay, pilots. Who are at the back? Wake up for the morning.
Driving.
Train drivers. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's a good one. If anybody else? Security. Security guard. Just security in general. Yeah, I'll just check it, just in case you had a security guard. Yeah. Okay, at the back here. Family. Husband. Police. The bank. The bank, yeah, the bank's a good one. Okay.
My pension.
Your pension? Oh, it's a good job you're not a Baptist minister. I went to a meeting last week, £132 million deficit in the Baptist pension fund for ministers. So we'll have an offering.
My landlord.
Sorry?
My landlord.
Your landlord. Okay. Anybody else? Go on, boys.
Bike helmet.
Bike helmet. Yeah, that's really cool, eh? I saw somebody the other day who fell off their bike and the bike helmet was all cracked and praise God, they were fine.
Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister? Yeah, we'll put that down. Yeah.
A teacher?
Yeah, same sort of thing. Pardon? Pastor? Oh, yeah, yeah. Jonathan and Daniel, we'll trust in them. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. What are we doing? What are we doing? Hopscotch? Hello, buddy. Anybody else?
Food.
Oh, I thought that was, yeah. Get the man a snack. Okay, what about, yeah? Sorry, buddy?
Friends.
Great.
Prayer.
Thank you. Your chair, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Your chair's quite happy because I usually sit on that chair, so that's quite happy at the moment. Okay. Your mum making sure you get to school on time. Yeah. You still have to do that when your children are 14 and 12. Do you mean? Okay, any more? Any more?
Neighbour.
Yeah. Poor people. Yeah, you can trust in poor people. Poor people look after you often more than rich people do, let me tell you.
Builders.
Builders, yes. Because if you get a dodgy builder, it might fall on your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prime Minister Builder. That's all right. Any others? Pardon?
Your cousins.
Your cousins. Yeah, that's a really cool one. Yeah. Okay. Any more? A couple more. What about this balcony? You've been a bit quiet. Come on. Good morning. I know you're not quiet because she, but you know what I mean. Anything up there?
My bank account.
Your bank account. Yeah. It has to be a lot of trust when I look at mine. Yeah, okay. Great, at the back.
Cables that lift and lower in the lift.
Oh, I didn't. What did you say?
Cables that lift and lower.
Oh, cables in the lift that lift and lower you. I suppose so, yeah.
Light switch.
Light switch, okay, okay. Right, we might stop in a minute. Okay, any others before we finish?
Choirs.
Okay. God, yeah, I think we've got God, but yeah.
Your telly?
All right. I think we'll stop there. Okay, girls, ladies, not girls, ladies. Could you read out for us? Thank you for helping so helpfully.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Right, can you just read some of them out for us?
Yep, so we've got parents, pastor, train drivers, the brakes in our car, our bike helmet, cables in a lift, pilots, policemen, ourselves, our bank account, our friends, and builders on this side.
And on this side?
But landlord, doctors and nurses, the Prime Minister, family, the bank, prayer, teachers, and God.
Great. Thank you very much. You did a great job. Yeah, give them a round of applause. They did very good. Thank you. Even though they weren't that keen, they did a good job. Great. But actually, You know what? When we go through the journey of life, the ups and the downs, and the trouble that we face, all those things that we put into our rucksack, all those things that weigh us down. And actually, when we think about who we trust in, where do we put our trust? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, simply says these words. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Now, what do you think that's talking about? Does anybody think they know what we're talking about? We have this hope. Who's our hope in? Who is our hope in? Our hope is in God. Yeah, our hope is in Jesus. You know, our hope is not in the things of the world. And so often, we can put our hope in the things of the world. But you know what? The things of the world, they will dissolve and be no longer. But Jesus is faithful here on earth and in eternity. Yeah, absolutely. So we have a hope in Jesus because he's our anchor for our soul. What's our soul? What do you think our soul is? Oh, here we go. What we got? Fish and chips? What's our soul? Yeah, go on. Yeah, it is. Our soul is our very being. It's our body. Yeah, it's our being. So we have Jesus living within our life for our soul, to live within our life because he is firm and secure. I don't know about you, but I've experienced and I've trusted in a lot of things in my life. And some of them, the outcome hasn't been that good. But one person that I've trusted in and the outcome has always been good is when I've trusted Jesus, when I put my hope in Jesus, when I've given my life to Jesus. And in the ups and downs of life, when we're on that, when we've got that rucksack on our back and all the things that weigh us down, so often we can say, oh, well, you know what? There's so many troubles in life. Jesus, you know what? I'm going to give you a vacation. I'm going to give you a holiday because I'm going to try and fix it on my own. And actually, when we try and fix the difficulties of life in our journey, we can't. But there's somebody who knows our soul, knows everything about us, and he helps us along the journey of life. What I want you to do now is I want you to get into, just quickly, I want you to get into groups of 3 or 4 people. We're going to have a bit of a family prayer time. We did it last time. We're going to do it again. So I want you to just turn around and look at each other, and I want you to ask the person in your group, what is one thing I can thank God for? And what is one thing I want you to pray? I want you to pray for me about, and I want you to do that for a couple of minutes. Are you ready? Ready? And if you're with your family, pray with somebody else. One thing to thank God for, and one thing to pray about. Okay? No chatting about dinner. No chatting about dinner. couple more minutes left. Keep praying, just a few more minutes. I can see some people aren't praying. Find somebody to pray with. Just have a conversation with them. Find out what's happening in their life. Keep praying for a few more minutes. Okay, great. Bring your prayers to a close. Great. Thank you, everybody. Okay, great. Great. We're going to just finish in a few moments' time, but we're going to just think just for a few moments that, you know what? Our journey of life, you know what, let me be careful how I say this. Our journey of life, okay, is different for all of us. From the youngest child to the oldest adult, our journey is life. We have a personal journey with Jesus, but also we have a corporate journey with Jesus. And I'm excited about our corporate journey with Jesus as a church. I think Daniel and Jonathan and Doug, the other ministers on staff, I think we would be excited, I think, about our corporate journey in life and what God is calling us to do. But our individual journey with life, you know what? It has its moments, doesn't it? It has its ups and downs. It has its moments when we feel just overwhelmed by all those things that went into those rucksacks. And I don't want to say this morning that, you know, that isn't hard, because it is hard. You know, there's people in this church that you've got some heavy loads in your rucksacks. And I know that because I'm one of the pastors, and we, as pastors, we seek to pastorally take care of you when we get the opportunity to do so. So I know that for some of us, those loads are heavy. I know for some of us at the moment, you know, are experiencing grief, and that load is heavy. But you know what? It's really interesting, because God does say to us, you know what? I want you to first and foremost anchor yourself in me. Trust in me, because I am your hope. And there may be some people here this morning that actually, you know what, you're overwhelmed by the struggles of life, but you haven't really put your hope in anything. And you never put your hope in anything. And if there's people here this morning that today you might say, well, I have a big challenge of life, trying to cope with loads of things, but I haven't put my hope in anybody. Can I say to you this morning that Jesus is ready and waiting for you to put your hope in and trust in him? Because he loves you, and he knows all about your life. And he wants to not fix all the problems, because he can't. But what he will do, he'll help you journey along life with those problems. So if there's anybody here this morning who, you know, your life sounds a bit chaotic with all those things going into the rucksack, God says to you this morning, I want to help you with that. But I want to just finish with one verse. And it's a verse that I've been really challenged by these last couple of weeks, really. It says this, that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, for it is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. And that simply says here that whatever we face in life, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Christ died on the cross at Calvary. We're going to be looking at that in a couple of months, in about a few weeks' time at Easter, about that Christ himself, God himself sent Jesus to the cross to die to give you and I freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that the world can throw at us that God won't help us walk through. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Yeah, I know sometimes life is horrible, and it's difficult. But actually, there's nothing that God will not help us with. And then it says then, because of that, then stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. I've been really challenged just lately. I've been watching a program on the TV called Roots about slavery. And Angela will tell you, you know, I've only watched it twice. And I'll be honest with you, I wanted to punch the TV screen. Now, I'm not a man who usually is violent, but I was just so cross by what I saw about how people were treated in slavery. And I watched that program, adults particularly listen. I watched that program and I thought, Lord, the injustice of that and the difficulty of that. And then I see in that people relied on God through that. And if people can rely on God through that, I can rely and depend on God with the life that I live. Because you know what? My life, as tough as it is some days, is nowhere near that. And sometimes we can think, you know, that life is tough and life is difficult. But we have to understand that actually around the world today, there are people facing other situations as well. It's not just us. And I was really challenged watching that program for myself. I don't know if anybody else is watching it. And every time I watch it, I just get a reality check in my soul. I watch that program, I think, Scott, you know what? Get a grip. Get a grip, Scott Williamson. Get a life, Scott Williamson. When you think about all the things that you struggle with, look at the situation that those people faced. Now look at the people around the world today that face persecution and face trouble and face hardship. You know, we need to, as a church, talk a bit more about that. And we need to pray a bit more about that. And we need to actually ask God to be with those people. But actually, you'll see a couple of other photos. There's one of a person just knelt down at the cross where the cross is empty. There's another person there with his arms out wide. And the chains are broken because God has given us freedom. And what we want to finish this service by saying is this. Your journey of faith or your journey in the world where faith comes into it at times, God says to each and every one of us this morning, I want to journey with you. Now, Sue was great. Now, and rightly so, Sue can't share her whole story. But when I've journeyed with Sue, in her story, oh my life, how much this woman has taught me. It's just phenomenal, Sue, how much you've taught me. And we're going to stand with you, you know that, in these next few weeks. And sometimes when we see other people go through stuff, you know, as some of you know, I'm experiencing grief at the moment. And for those in our church that are experiencing grief, do you know what I want to say to you? I'm with you in that. I'm with you in that because I know it hurts. And I'm with you in that. And for some of you facing grief at the moment, you know we were there, stood by you this week in the crematorium. We stand with each other in faith. And for those of you in this church that are facing difficulties along your journey of faith, do you notice what Sue and Sid said? They said that people came around them and helped them. And the reality is this, that in our journey of faith in this church, under my leadership, we will not journey alone as God's people. We will journey together. We will journey together in our journey of faith. The ups and the downs, we will trust in God because God is the one with which we put our anchor and is the hope unto which we trust. We don't trust in all the other stuff because the other stuff will melt away and dissolve. We trust in Jesus. And also we need to remember that we are free people. There's nothing the world can ever throw at us. We are free in Jesus. We are free. And so because we are free in Jesus, let us stand firm then. And let us believe in that. That whatever we face, people in our life group, our ministers on staff, our friends, even dare I say our old small group, that's okay as well if they want to help you. But we will help each other in faith in our journeys together. God being the one to whom we trust. And so I want to say to you this morning this. It's whatever journey you're walking today. Two things. I'm going to use that arm. Two things. Don't do it alone. Allow God to be in it. Allow God to be in it because he wants to be in your life. Don't be deceived by the devil to trust in all the other stuff that the world says is cool and funky. To trust him, because you know what? It's superficial. So first of all, I want to say to you today, in your journey, your ups and downs, your struggles, trust in God because he's worth trusting in. And secondly, lean on each other. Lean on each other. The other day, I had a bad day. And I phoned somebody in church and I was talking to them. And as I spoke to them, I started crying like a baby. I'm like, come on, Scott. Get a grip. And I felt so embarrassed because in my mind, I lost the professionalism of my job. And then, but I knew that actually this person didn't care that I cried. Actually, I think they're probably really grateful that I cried because they could then minister to me and I received that ministry that they gave to me. So the second thing is let us, in our journey of faith, let us depend on each other. But not on each other as us flesh human beings. But let's trust each other because actually God lives in each and every one of us. Sue said earlier on that she had people around her that helped her. They were godly people with God living within them. Trust in those people because God lives with them. And whatever the journey that we face, we will face it with God at the helm and we'll face with God in each other. I was at a conference, and we're going to finish with a song. Darling Anjanette, would you come to the piano, please? She's helped me out. I love it when your wife can play the piano, because at 6 o'clock in the morning when you forget to ask somebody to play the piano, she can say yes. She's amazing. But I went to a conference with Daniel and Christina just a few weeks ago, and they were talking about how so often ministers, when they face troubles and difficulties, they run away from the ship. Daniel gave an illustration this morning about the sails, and that's been really apparent. But actually, sometimes you can run away from the ship as ministers, it said. But as ministers, ours is not to run away from the ship. Ours is to stand at the helm and to lead the people through the storm. But actually, in life as well, whatever you're facing today, in whatever journey you're facing, God says, stand firm. Stand firm and trust in me. And I can tell you one thing for sure, that when you trust in God, he will never, ever, 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 ever let you down because he is faithful. He might not give you the answers you want, but he'll lead you to where he wants you to be. We're going to finish by singing a hymn. Now, we might just be singing it on our own. It's an old hymn, but you know what? It's a great hymn. Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade, you probably don't learn it anymore. Let's have it up on the screen. Will Your Anchor Hold? Do we know it? Great. If you don't know it, hum. If you're willing to learn, learn it. It's an old song, but the words are really, really, really helpful. Will your anchor hold in the storm of life? And it speaks of how about God will hold on to us in the storm of life. When's the last time you sang it? 20 years ago, maybe. Maybe. But, oh, Val's going more. 50 years ago, Matt, Val? 80 years ago? 100 years ago? Okay. So let us stand and we're going to sing this song as we finish. And then I've got a quick notice to finish with about next weekend. Let's stand. Can we stand? If you don't know it, hum. If you can't hum, God bless you. Thank you. maker, which is God. Let us trust in God. Just before we go, it's Sid's birthday today, so happy birthday to Sid. Happy birthday to Sid. Round of applause for Sid's birthday. And he's only 35. Look at him. What a fella. How old are we today, Sid? 21. Woo! Great. Just before we finish, before I do a blessing on us, next Sunday, really important weekend for us, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Ricky, Tracy and Isaac will be with us seeking if they are the right people to lead our young people in children's work. Just want to say that actually next Sunday, tomorrow, if you're a young person and a child, you'll be getting an email tomorrow from me. If you've got email, if not, your mum and dad will be getting an email. And young people and children, if you've got any questions you want to ask Ricky, we're going to give you a form out this week on email. And I'm going to write to the deeper group with WhatsApp and all the rest of it. Let us have your questions and we can put them to Ricky next week. Also, next Sunday morning, anybody involved in youth and children's work, Ricky will be coming around to see all the groups. But also, after the service, myself and Daniel and Jonathan will be available if you want to talk to us, youth and children's workers specifically. After the service next Sunday, we'll be available if you want to talk to us, ask us any questions about him, got any questions you want us to ask him later on in the day, etc. So we want to try and get everybody involved in this process. Again, youth and children's workers, you'll get an email from me tomorrow giving you options to email us questions and we can help you in that. Finally, there will be a special church meeting. And I have to give notice, we are giving notice of a special church meeting in anticipation of the vote on Assistant Minister for Responsibility for Youth and Children's Work. This will follow the service on Sunday the 19th of March at 11:45. So we'll finish on time. And then we'll feel free to bring a picnic and we'll have a picnic together. The reason we've done that is because from next Sunday to the 28th of March, that's a long time for Ricky to wait if we're going to call him, don't you think? It's a long time. And also, we want to have it that all the mums and dads can be involved. And also, for that special church meeting, only church members can vote, but we're going to invite all the children, all the young people, all the adults, all to be together as we have that meeting, okay? So, please, you should have some emails about that in your boxes. Last thing to say, for those who want to attend, Jean Wilson's funeral will be Wednesday the 8th, at 3 o'clock. In Southend Crematorium. If you want to join myself and Jonathan, please come along. So let me pray for us now as we go on our journey of faith. Let us trust in God, who's our anchor and our hope. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for each and every one of us. Pray now that you'll bless us as we have tea and coffee and chat and fellowship and conversation. May we this week trust in the one who gave us freedom himself. We thank you for each and every one of us. We pray this week for our young children in their primary schools. Would you be with them this week? Would you help them to trust in you? We pray for our young people as they're in school, and schools are challenging. Secondary school is a tough place. Would you be with them? Would you help them to hold firm to what they believe in? And would you help them in their journey of faith? For those at college, do the same. For those of us who will go to work this week, help us to keep hold to Jesus and trust in Jesus this week. Whatever is thrown at us or thrown below us, help us to be firm in our freedom in Christ and to put our trust in you. And Lord, we pray that you would have your hand upon us, your family in this place. And we pray in anticipation for next weekend. We pray that as Ricky comes with Isaac, his son, and Tracy, his wife, that you will move by your spirit and you will bring confirmation to us next weekend. And all God's people said, amen. And it's 11:45, bingo. Have a great day.